Hello, folks. I'm Dave Thompson. You've heard us before. I am the Director of Education here at the Academy of Cleaning Excellence. And, well, we're going to do another broadcast of, well, not just our YouTube videos, but our podcast. We're going to kind of do this on both today. You know, I have three words which I talk about each and every broadcast. It's going to be healthy, positive, and proactive. And I've got something for you today that I haven't had on the show before. You know, I was at an event, and you see the Rockstar program behind me. It was absolutely a wonderful day. And before going any further, I want to welcome Dan Welton. He is with Contracting Profits, or, gosh, there's so many different magazines and stuff going on there, Dan. I don't know which one to say you're from.
Sure. Well, you're right on the first one, Contracting Profits. I'm the editor-in-chief of that publication for building service contractors. And I'm also the editor-in-chief of Sanitary Maintenance, which is our publication for JanSan distributors like yourself and Jim. And then I work on our website, cleanlink.com, as well. I'm the executive editor of that of our website. And so all of our print content feeds into our website. And we also do other digital offerings like webcasts and daily news and emails and what have you.
Well, so what, you know, what we're here to talk about today, I think our main focus is the program that you were involved with and put together. I don't want to talk about it. Tell the audience, Dan, what it was we were doing last month in Baltimore.
Sure. So in March, March 26th and 27th in Baltimore was our inaugural Clean Buildings Expo trade show, which our parent company, Trade Press Media Group, put on along with the ISSA. And we co-located this with Trade Press's other event, the NFM&T trade show, which has been in Baltimore for 19 years. And so that's a trade show for facility executives and in-house maintenance facility managers. And so we wanted to add some cleaning aspects to that show because a lot of that audience, you know, they pick a cleaning contractor. They have an in-house cleaning program. So we co-located Clean Buildings Expo with that for the first time in March.
Okay, so now this was the first year, and I know that Corinne and, gosh, can't think of it, was it Wendy? Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about, you know, joining up and everything, and I kind of had this real problem of being a speaker, the last one on the last day and all of this and everything. And they finally wormed it in there. I got to tell you, for the first time, for a first expo like that, I was totally shocked by how many people was there and the quality. It wasn't all just, I mean, we all go to ISSA's big show every year, right? Mm-hmm. This was very well balanced.
What was different was kind of the location. We knew from, you know, our work with NFM&T that Mid-Atlantic, that East Coast was a great region to tap into. And we go there because we want to be close to a lot of the government facilities and, you know, easy transportation, easy public transportation for a lot of major metro markets in there. And we knew that on the cleaning side, a lot of that audience didn't travel. They don't go to ISSA in Chicago or Las Vegas. So we knew if we get into the East Coast, there's a whole audience that hasn't been to a trade show. And that was backed up with our attendance and the feedback we received of people saying, I've never gone to a show before. This is my first. This was fantastic. So it was just a buzz there, people finally getting a trade show for them. And the other thing about it was, what's unique about this show was it was just for end users. It was only for building service contractors and that in-house facility manager. You know, we didn't go to the distributor. We wanted an end-user focused show. So it was quite a new and unique event.
You know, and I did see that. I did recognize that. And I guess that's one of the reasons why I wanted to be so involved. And here at the Academy, we wanted to show the Rockstar program because the Rockstar program is for, you know, the frontline technician. It's for the BSCs and the in-house providers. And so it was a perfect fit for us. But, you know, one of the other things that I was kind of asked several times while we were at the show was, you know, everybody is kind of, you know, there's always this buzz about what's really going on behind the scenes. And you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And I actually heard some people saying, well, is this going to pull the end users away from the main ISSA show? And we're going to have like these regional in-house programs. And I said, you know what? I don't know, but it sure works for me.
You know, that's going to be up to each attendee, you know, what they feel is important, and kind of, you know, it's not easy to travel. And so that's why we wanted to, you know, tap a different market. When ISSA is going to be in Las Vegas later this year, it's easy for the West Coast people to get to, and it's in Chicago, it's easier for, you know, the more of the Midwest to get to. So I don't necessarily see it as a competitor to ISSA. It's a different show. ISSA draws, you know, all three unique audiences of the cleaning industry, you know, and has that distributor supplier audience to it. Clean Building Expo doesn't have that. And then what makes, you know, Clean Building Expo unique is that facility executive side. That's a very unique partnership. And, you know, I would tell my readers, the building service contractor, hey, here's a show that your customers are at. Go network, find some new prospects. You could even, you know, improve that relationship. Everyone knows the relationship between a cleaning contractor and their customer isn't the best. So here's a way to start talking to each other.
Well, you're absolutely right. And, you know, to have a show that, as you said, is kind of our own, I think I heard this, I felt it. Many of the people that I talked to felt it was, you know, this was really, you know, and I'm in the education, so I got to go say that, Dan. You know, I really like the educational components and the way the information was given out. Now, I got to ask a question, though.
Sure.
How did we come up with Clean Buildings Expo?
That, I wasn't involved in those discussions, so I can't really tell you where that name generated from. I guess it speaks to what it is, you know. Got to have a clean building, so they went for the alliterative there. But I don't know where the name kind of originated from.
Of course, if you've watched anything I've done, folks, you know that I don't really like the term clean, because it's one of these things that's really hard to, I don't know, wrap your hands around and everything. I like healthy, so, you know, mm-hmm. Healthy, positive, and proactive. I don't go say clean, but hey, that's okay anyway. So I really did enjoy the time that was given, and the way that the sessions were set up, where we went in the morning and then the show was in the afternoon, and you did it both days. I thought it really worked really well. What's on tap for next year? I was looking at what Corinne wrote about it and everything, and people were saying, hey, we're going to be here next year, and people are wanting to set up time for me to be at their come talk to them next year, and I'm going, we haven't even finished this year yet.
Well, we've got a great momentum leading into next year. We have a lot of people encouraged, wanting to go. There was definitely a feeling that if you weren't there, you missed out. You know, we heard from manufacturers who didn't exhibit, but they walked the show floor, and they felt, man, this was a missed opportunity for us. We should have been here. We have a lot of re-signs that are ready for next year. We hope to grow the show. We'll quite double the space, but we'd love to grow the Clean Building Expo space. And again, we're going to co-locate it with NFM&T. It'll be the 20th iteration of NFM&T, so a big celebration next year as well. And we're just looking for more, hopefully more education, more great education from speakers like you. We've had a lot of positive feedback. You know, you were talking about a show for us. That was a quote we heard from multiple people on the show floor. Finally, here's a show for us. And that's what we want to be going forward.
Well, I tell you, we're talking to you today, folks, because Dan and I were together for that Wednesday morning. Dan was the moderator for the classroom where I was, and we were presenting the Rockstar program. Dan, just tell the audience what you felt, because that was your first time seeing the Rockstar program. So just give the audience a little bit of your feeling about the program as you saw it.
Sure. Well, there was just definite kind of, it was you know, this kind of buzz in the air. It was great seeing this crowd. You know, we had our numbers about 150 people. It was a packed room, and you know, we're trying to get everybody to squeeze in together, and there's still a line outside the door coming in. You know, this notion of creating a rock star staff member is something that just resonates with our readers. Everybody, you know, staff and labor turnover, it's such a problem in this industry. So anything you can do to better your staff and find, you know, the rock stars to hold on to is going to resonate. So people were definitely interested in it. And there was just this palpable excitement of people coming in wanting to see the program. And it's funny, Dave, you kept telling me, you haven't seen anything like this. And, you know, the jaded individual of myself is just thinking, yeah, whatever, Dave, it's just another program. I've been in this industry for 16 years. I've seen plenty of sessions, but it truly was different. I mean, you were very energetic. And one of the great things, it was interactive. I mean, you had the people download the app to run the quizzes, and I stepped out of the room and I came back in and you were taking another quiz and people were picking on this guy named Mark. And I'm thinking, who's Mark? You know, what did I miss? And, you know, there's a poor guy in the front row who you must have said he was going to win. And people were calling out his name and checking to see where he was on the score sheet. So it was definitely anything like I'd seen before. It was definitely, I haven't seen that excitement in an audience.
Well, you know, I kind of hate to, I don't know, amp up the program before it happens like that. But, you know, honestly, there's very few, and you're right. You've been in this 16 years. I've been in this for 40 years. And it's very difficult anymore to come up with something that is unique and that you can truly say you've never seen anything like this before. It's very, very difficult. And I have to give credit where credit is due. I did not write the material for this program, and I think that adds a different dynamic to it. Michael Ward wrote the book, Who Swings Your Mop? And over the last year and a half, we've been working with Michael and have the exclusive rights to bring that book to life. And I think it just makes, as a presenter, it just adds a different dynamic. I can't explain it. I don't know. It's a feeling that comes with it. And I think they fix that up.
You say you didn't write it, Dave, but you know, you wouldn't know that because you own the material. And I don't mean own in the fact that, you know, that's your material, but you live and breathe that material, and you can tell that as an audience member that you fully believe in it, and you know, you present it as if you did write it, and it comes across as genuine. And you know, I think a lot of speakers who just, you know, maybe they didn't write the material, but they just present it and they're just relaying the facts. But you live it and you showcase it for them. And they believe in you. And if you probably ask those people who wrote that material, they'd probably say Dave Thompson wrote it because you were so genuine in that presentation.
Well, and Dan, I appreciate that and thank you very much. But that is the truth. I have been a custodian. I still am one to this day. I continue to be. I mean, this past weekend, I was in here in our offices doing floors and staying right with it. But, you know, we at the Academy, all of our programs have one main focus, and it is that frontline worker, that custodian, janitor, EVS technician, whatever you want to call us, that is our reason. And what Mike Ward put together was something I never had in my head, had never been put together, the people part of it, the HR part, if you will. And I think that's why the Rockstar program is so universal and people are gravitating to it, is because, and I've said this for a long time, is we do not give enough recognition and the fault is with us. We do not champion the frontline people that make this industry enough.
That's true. And when you do see that recognition, it's powerful and it's moving. Last year, I had the opportunity, I was at a awards breakfast at the BSCI conference, and you know, they give out an award every year to a frontline janitor, and they gave out maybe, you know, half a dozen awards that day, but the frontline janitor is the one who got the standing ovation from the room. you know, this is a room of presidents and business owners, but, you know, they recognize the hard work and many of them have been there. So you're right. We don't do it enough. And, you know, we're kind of taking that lead at Contracting Profits, and we're featuring a frontline janitor every month as kind of a faces of the frontline feature that we're doing. And it's been great. We've had one in print and we have a second one coming out in a couple weeks. And we've already been inundated with emails of, please showcase my janitor, or here's so-and-so that deserves recognition. And it's great and heartwarming to see the industry react and want to celebrate what's often a faceless position in a building.
Well, and to your point, Dan, you know, we have the Rockstar nomination program going on, and that's something that we brought up at the meeting there in CBE. You know, I just got through today sending out, I believe, like 20 some certificates of recognition, the people that have been nominated so far. Mm-hmm. I think we're actually up in the 50s, so I've got a long way to send those out. So if you're listening to this right now, I'm sorry, I'm getting to them, but you know, hopefully by the end of the year, we should have hundreds of people who've been nominated, and then we'll be going into round two, and we've got a whole criteria for it. But I think this goes to the fact, I like what you're doing with the Faces of the Frontline. That's a great program. We're covering everybody, not just building service contractors. We're covering in-house. We've got some people from EVS departments that have come in and been nominated. So I think this is the great thing, is to actually say, and you know, I think one of the interesting things, Dan, is you said people wanted more. You and I talked on the showroom floor right after the event, and I think it kind of went a little different than what we had thought.
Right. I mean, we had the presentation and we then talked, you know, we invited speakers down to the show floor as part of our Clean Talks, you know, Clean Link presents Clean Talks. And, you know, we were going to just talk about the Rockstar Custodian, kind of rehashing what you did your presentation on. And I asked the people who had gathered there, how many were in Dave's presentation? And everybody raised their hand. And so it quickly was, well, we shouldn't waste their time and talk about what they already know. Let's talk about, you know, the Rockstar family. Let's talk about how we're going to grow from one custodian to a whole staff. So that's, because you're right, there's more than one, every company's got more than one Rockstar custodian, and they should. You know, you want everybody to be a Rockstar custodian.
Well, and I think that was what they came down to. You know, from the time that we got through their presentation upstairs, I had roughly 2 hours to get from there down to the showroom floor and get with you. I barely made it. I mean, every time I turned around, there was somebody that had been in the presentation and wanted to know more about what was coming up and what the other parts were. And I said, just follow me on down. We'll talk about it. And it was the strangest thing, is to turn around and here's all these people that I'd been talking with on my way down. Mm-hmm. But
even
you're right.
Even Mark was there. He came back for more.
Yes. And I want to tell you what you don't know, Dan, is I've talked with him since, and it's very likely that I will be going and visiting him at his place. Now, he's with Ashley Furniture. Now, this is something that you know is interesting, because when I got back here, I did a report on everybody I talked to and everything. Mm-hmm. Here at Jim Supply, they said, well, Ashley Furniture, it's an in-house operation, and he was motivated. And so, here in a couple of weeks, I may actually be stopping by and seeing his staff.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, that's kind of the success stories that we love to hear about Clean Building Expo. And one of my favorite things that, we've known each other for years, Dave. And so, you know, we were joking back and forth with each other. And I remember at the start of your presentation, you said, I've got this green bucket, you know, put your business card in this bucket. And you said you would bring it down to the show floor for the Clean Talk. And you're setting yourself up, you know, later in the day on the show floor. And I'm like, where's your bucket? And you're like, oh, it was so full, I can't even close the thing anymore. I couldn't bring it out. So it was great to hear you just had such a response to your program.
Well, I didn't bring enough literature, and I can't tell you, it was great for me. But, you know, the thing is that people did ask, and I heard you mention it, and thank you for remembering, because the next session after that one is how to build a rockstar family. And what Mike talks about is to create a family environment instead of a team, because in his feeling is that teams and teamwork is all about just getting something done and on a time basis. But if we work like a family, that we would have more consideration for each other. And what you're talking about, whether we're in-house or BSCs, is still the number one problem. I had my services back in the 80s. It's still the number one problem today, and that's turnover.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's going to get even worse because, the job market is so tight. Unemployment is so low that, there's not a lot of candidates out there.
The thing here is I think what this whole program does is help the people that are in positions to look at personality traits that they've really never considered before. They're always talking about, how well does somebody, run a vacuum cleaner? Do they get to work on time? But when you really get to it, there's many more reasons why a person should be, if you will, on the bus and on the mm-hmm. right seat on the bus, as we've all talked about in motivational terminologies. And I think this is where, I've got a contractor in Kansas City, and he says, my turnover rate is less than 20%. And I asked him, I said, wait a minute, you forgot a zero. He said, no, I know. Most people, it's 200. Mine's less than 20. And when I talked with him, he's doing these things. Now, he didn't do it because of a book. This is just the way he does business. I think this is the message of the Rockstar program. And, that was what we were getting to when we got down to the showroom floor was, mm-hmm. There's more stages to it. You only saw the first hour of the 5 hours. Just think what would happen if you actually got all five stages with your custodial staff.
Be amazing, and just in 5 hours that you can get that. I mean, that's what to me a minimal commitment to really expand your staff and expand the quality of your staff to do those courses. Not to simplify what you're doing, but you kind of said it at the show. Everyone's got the time and the dollars to do that for their staff, and the savings they're going to get from it are astronomical. So it's an amazing program.
Well, I think the one thing is that I say in almost all the sessions, and I use different analogies all the time, but the one we used at CBE was, I asked if there was anybody in the audience that had a $15,000 riding auto scrubber. And there were several people that did. And these mm-hmm. are probably going to, if they have that, they're probably going to have an organization that's got 50 or more people if they're in that category. And I said, if you spent $15,000 on a riding auto scrubber, just think if you spent that same amount of money on the education of your entire staff, how much could we change their turnover rate? How much could we change the engagement rate if, in fact, you actually committed that same amount to education? And not just for running the auto scrubber. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about education totally. And I think there's some people that are starting to get it. And I think at the Academy here, we try to make sure that the information is product agnostic. So it really covers everything. It doesn't matter what type of machine, what type of chemical, what type of microfiber, we don't really care. It's understanding why you're using it. I was looking at some of the references or some of the words that came back after the, the responses.
Sure.
It was great to see.
What was kind of some of the description that they gave? What was their feedback to the session?
Oh, I actually put together a word collage and I posted it because there were just so many of them. But you know, people that says, I can't wait to see what the next step is, you know, excellent. And you used the word that I saw the most, engaged.
That's fantastic. I'll have to talk with Wendy and see what we can do, you know, next year in Baltimore. If we can run, you know, maybe we can run a you know, the full session as a kind of co-located event before the event starts. You know, we have time to run workshops, you know, during that week in Baltimore. We can kind of grow the program and see what we can do together.
Well, I think that would be great because, you know, what was interesting is the people at the Baltimore Convention Center, two of their managers came and saw me, and they were wanting to set something up to have their people come in and maybe do some other stuff. And they said, how long does it take to go through all the sessions? Do we have to wait till next year? Of course, I said, no, they don't have to, because, you know, the nice thing is we're doing our programs like you and I are doing this afternoon, Dan. Thanks for being on with on the show with me. But, you know, we're doing classes through this virtual technology of web conferencing. Mm-hmm. You know, and because you said before, the reason that you got the attendance is because people don't want to travel or can't.
Do you do any kind of regional classes, or you kind of go in with any buying groups or any distributors, or kind of how else do you reach, or do you just do it all kind of via the web these days?
Well, we, you know, of course, Gym Supply is a part of Triple S, and Triple S just recognized the Academy of Cleaning Excellence as a value-added service provider, and so actually next week. At the end of the month, I'll be traveling to Arizona and we'll be making a presentation to the 125 different distributors all over the nation. So we're setting up a network of these distributors that will be able to regionally provide the education. And what we're going to do is something that I don't think anybody else is doing. We're going to instruct the material here from the Academy through the web conferencing. And then each region is going to do their hands-on demonstration of what we've instructed. Something we call virtual hands-on classes.
That's such a great service that you can offer to distributors around the country then, to really prop them up as, you know, give you as more value that they can then have to their end user customers. Cause you know, with Amazon Business and, you know, Staples, you know, anyone can get a product anywhere and anyone can get it for less price, but to really differentiate yourself as an educator and to, you know, and even these days, everyone offers education about product training. Like you said, who cares how to run a scrubber or to, you know, to use a microfiber. Very important to clean properly, but even more important is to create an engaged staff, because they will do an even better job of cleaning than someone who knows just how to use the equipment. So that's a great training opportunity for distributors and a way to differentiate themselves from the competition. So kudos to you. That's a great program, great benefit.
Well, and I think the word that you keep saying is engaged, and if anybody has read my moniker that I put on stuff these days, it says, and we started the program there, the most important issue that faces a facility, a business, is an unengaged employee. Mm-hmm. I think that's the whole thing. I think what you spoke to was Mark and the people that were using their phones while we were having the session. You know, we have found an absolutely ingenious way of engaging people during the sessions. And, you know, whenever you're talking about it in this whole thing, it is about people taking away something. And I thought it was interesting what one person did come up to me and say. He said, you know, I noticed that you didn't put a screen up there as far as what the takeaways were. And another person right beside him said, didn't have to. The cell phones are going off all the time. They took it away the minute they left the building.
That's great. And then, the takeaway is going to be for each person. So it was quite the engagement there. I can tell you there was nobody sleeping, during that session. You could have been in the first one and people went to bed asleep, so that they were definitely engaged and paying attention.
Well, Dan, I think we've kind of talked this one through quite a bit. I can't wait for the next thing. When is the next publication of Contracting Profits? I know that I saw February. I know we're into April now. When's the next one coming out?
We just sent April to the printer last Thursday, so within maybe late this week or early next week, people will get their next issue of Contracting Profits, as well as their next issue of Sanitary Maintenance. Both had an April issue. And this month, we're in Contracting Profits, we're featuring a great story on Supreme Maintenance Organization, two friends who they've been lifelong friends, and they've now run a building service contractor business for 30 years. So a great success story. And we'll be featuring another, face of the front line, this time from Harvard Maintenance, another great story there. So look for the next issue in a couple weeks.
Well, that's great, because I keep watching it myself, and I'm glad to be, as we've had many conversations over the years, I think maybe the tone of the conversations might change a little bit over the next year.
It might. We definitely look at, you mentioned the employee engagement, and those are the topics we've been covering a lot. We've been looking a lot at turnover, just, trying to drill down to what is most important to our readers, and that is, in building service contractors' case, they're frontline workers. That's what they want to know, and that's what they want to better.
Dan, I want to really thank you for being on the show with me this afternoon.
Appreciate you inviting. Thank you so much, Dave.
So, I usually ask people where they're talking to me from, because I know you're not sitting here with me this time. I failed to even think about that this time.
Well, we're in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Thankfully, I don't have a window. You would see a fresh coat of snow outside. Got some more snow yesterday, unfortunately. It is April, but hopefully it'll be over with soon.
I won't tell you what it is like here in Florida. I'll just leave it alone. But you know what, folks? If you've been listening to our podcast or watching our YouTube videos, you know that we are all over the place. We have the rockstarcustodian.com. We have the academyofcleaning.com. We have 4 YouTube channels. Of course, we've got the Beyond Clean podcast and the Beyond Clean YouTube channel. You know what? Facebook, LinkedIn, we're all over LinkedIn every single day. Oh, golly, I can't keep track of where we're all at. But, the main thing is engage us. Give us feedback. Let us know what's on your mind. We really enjoyed everybody that was there at the CBE. We look forward to doing it again next year. You know what? If it's healthy, positive, or proactive, give me a call. I'd like to have you on the show. Thanks, Dan, for being with us, and I'm sure
we'll
talk again.
Will do. Take care.